News in brief at Press TV. The UN General Assembly has passed a resolution proposed by Iran on the dismantlement of all nuclear weapons in the world. 129 countries supported the resolution. Iran's ambassador to the UN, Mohammad Khazayi, said nuclear weapons are the greatest threat to humanity. Hundreds of U.S. police officers have gathered outside a shopping mall in northern New Jersey where a shooting incident took place. The gunman opened fire inside of the Garden State Plaza Mall in Paramus. Now the mall has been evacuated and police are looking for the assailant. No reports of any possible casualties. Well, millions of Americans will go to the polls on Tuesday to elect a new mayor for New York City. Left-wing progressive Bill de Blasio is expected to win a landslide victory to replace billionaire Michael Bloomberg. Blasio enjoys a historic 41-point lead over his Republican rival Joe LaHunta. Well, the latest data from the U.S. shows that business spending plans have slumped sharply in the wake of the recent debt row. The Commerce Department says orders for a wide range of U.S.-made capital goods declined more than previously estimated in September. It added that new orders for non-military goods also fell nearly 1.3%. And Bahrain anti-regime demonstrators hold fresh protest rallies to demand the downfall of the Al-Khalifa regime. They chanted anti-regime slogans and promised to continue their campaign in defiance of the crackdown on dissent. Scores of protesters have been killed by regime forces during the past 2 years. Syrian Information Minister Amran al-Zoubi says the country is not going to the Geneva conference to hand over power to the opposition. He also rejected calls for President Bashar al-Assad's ouster, saying Damascus would not act according to the desires of Saudi Arabia or the opposition. Iraqi lawmakers passed a new election law following weeks of debate. The new legislation paves the way for next year's vote slated for April the 30th. Voting on the bill was repeatedly postponed in recent weeks because of a dispute between Arabs and ethnic Kurds. Tunisia's ruling and opposition parties have suspended talks over forming a new caretaker government after they were unable to select a new prime minister. No date has been set for the resumption of negotiations. Now, the ruling party says the talks failed because of the insistence of each party on its own candidate.